The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Later today, the South Carolina House will be considering the fetal heartbeat bill. The state Senate passed it a few weeks back. You'll recall we talked about it. This is the final step before going to Governor Henry McMaster, who has said that he will sign the bill. Pro-life groups around the state have wanted this type of law for years. It is something that's been worked on. Last legislative session, the state House passed a version of the bill only to see it stall in the state Senate. With the success of the GOP picking up three additional Senate seats last November, the state Senate this year was able to pass it first. Now it's up to the House. And now the big question is what version of the bill passes, because there's some discussion within between GOP members of the House of what that should look like. The Senate amended the original bill to include exceptions like rape and incest, if there's a fetal anomaly detected. This has some pro-life groups facing off. And one of those groups is the Conservative Defense Fund. You've heard their spots airing on this radio station. Here it is.
Do you believe life begins at conception? Do you believe all life is precious, regardless of how it was conceived? Well, some Republican politicians want the abortionist to be judge, jury, and executioner when the child is capable of feeling pain. These same politicians believe it's wrong to execute a rapist, but they won't hesitate to execute an innocent, unborn child. My name is Abby Johnson. As a former Planned Parenthood employee, I saw firsthand the horrific atrocities that occur in abortion clinics. And let me tell you, when you witness a helpless child being brutally murdered at the hands of an abortionist, you are not asking how that child was conceived. Right now, South Carolina politicians are attempting to pass a heartbeat bill that will callously disregard the lives of babies they deem less valuable. Well, we know that every single human life is precious. Please contact your state legislator today and demand they remove all exceptions from the heartbeat bill.
Paid for by the Conservative Defense Fund.
The Conservative Defense Fund. On our guest line this morning with the Conservative Defense Fund, Wendy Nanning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. Let's just jump in. This is a very important piece of legislation. Your group believes that the exceptions that the Senate put in should not be left in. You're encouraging people to contact their state House member as they start debate on this today to get these exceptions removed, right?
Certainly. I think we would all agree that life is precious, and we are thrilled that the heartbeat bill has made it this far, because it's been quite a journey to get to this point. But we also value all life. And just because a baby might be conceived in a manner that is not a good one, rape, incest, that life is still valuable. It's not less valuable than a baby conceived in another way. And, you know, taking that life just because of the way it is conceived, we disagree with that, and we would love to see an amendment put up today that would take out these exceptions.
Yeah. Do you expect that to happen? Do you believe that someone will propose reinstating or removing the – it was amended in the Senate, right? The original bill did not have right. These exceptions, right?
That was amended. So I think somebody will offer an amendment today to take those exceptions back out. I would love to see our Republican House members support that amendment, because, like I said, why is one life more valuable than another? And you're already taking a very difficult situation, whether it's rape or incest, and to add an abortion on top of that is just taking an awful situation and making it worse.
Sure. Now, you have served in the state house, and you know the process. What is your response to people who say, well, this is going to possibly kill the bill? Because if it is amended, then it has to go back to the Senate, and the two bodies have to reconcile the bill, right?
Right, correct. And, you know, we certainly don't want to kill the heartbeat bill. I mean, we are thrilled that it has gotten this far. But we also have more votes in the Senate than we have in the past. And hopefully we have enough strong Republicans in there that are willing to fight for life and truly stand up. It is a, if you value life, like I said, if you truly value life, then why is one life not as valuable sure. as another just because it was conceived in a different manner?
Yeah. So some of the organizations, and I bring this up because, for example, last night I got an email, and I'm on all kind of email lists, which I know you are too, right. Wendy. But I got an email last night from South Carolina Citizens for Life, and their message is, this is, and I'm paraphrasing, my words not theirs, but basically this bill is as close as we've ever come to this. Less encourage our representatives to pass it as is, because we know this is assured. The governor said he will sign it. And their concern is that if it is amended, then we lose the whole thing. So your response to that?
And I understand that, having been in Columbia and served, the South Carolina Citizens for Life is a fantastic group. They certainly fight hard down in Columbia for all life, and I understand their concerns, but I think we've got the vote that we can do it. And like I said, certainly don't want to kill the bill, but we have come this far. I think we've got the votes that we can push a little further and get the whole bill and protect all life.
Okay. So you're pretty confident that even with the amendment, and it goes back to the over to the Senate, that the votes are in the Senate to continue and get it to the governor's desk?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's assume for a minute that it passes. There's also, you know, some of the detractors, and this was sort of during the debate in the Senate, those who did not want to see the bill pass, their big thing was, well, it's going to cost the state a lot of money in courts to defend this. Do you believe that it'll survive the court challenges?
I think it will, because it survived challenges in other states, and often that's what we do is look at other states and see how bills have made it through the courts there. And a number of states, I don't know the exact number right now, already have a heartbeat bill. And so I think it will make it through the court. So I think, as someone who is strongly pro-life, we have to do everything we can to fight to get this bill through, to fight, protect every life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I certainly agree with that. I mean, I'm so happy that we are where we are today. I know you have, this has been an issue that's been special to you for years, as others. I certainly support it as well. And it's just, I'm just so thankful that we have, that we made some gains in our state legislature, and that we have a chance of actually doing it this year after seeing it stall last year. Wendy Nanny, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you for the work that you guys do with the Conservative Defense Fund, and thank you for the time and the effort you put into this. And, you know, the thing we do now is just pray, right?
Exactly, Joey, and I pray that today goes well, and that when it's all said and done, we have a wonderful bill that will protect life in South Carolina.
Yeah, sure thing. Wendy Nanny, have a blessed day.